Let's go to the telephones. We want to talk with Jonathan in Carmichael, California. Hello, Jonathan.
Yeah. My question is, in Bible times, people were directed by stars. In Psalms 147:4, Christ counted the stars and called them by name. Numbers 24:17, star out of Jacob designates King David.
Now, what, give me that last scripture again in Numbers. Which one?
Numbers 24:17 and Genesis 37:9. The patricians were called stars. In Daniel and Revelation, stars denote princes, rulers, angels, and nobles of the earth. Christ himself.
Okay, now
was
Jonathan,
the morning star.
You're reading, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the question, though?
The question is, what do stars really mean?
Okay, that's a good question. Now, you already gave several answers. You said something from Numbers, and I wanted to stop you there quickly because you might be reading out of a commentary, and I had to disagree with what was said there. The prophecy of Balaam in Numbers 24:17 is talking not about King David, but it's talking about Jesus. The star that was to arise out of Jacob was to be the Messiah. You remember when the wise men came from the east and they were following a star? And they knew that star was a sign that the Messiah had come. Those wise men from the east, Balaam the prophet who wrote Numbers 24:17, was not a Jew. He was from the east, and that prophecy was something they were reading. They knew this prophecy was a sign that the king of Israel, the Messiah, had come. And that's why the wise men came and said, "Where is he who is born king of the Jews? And we have seen his star." And so even though David was a great king, I think that prophecy was pointing to the Messiah. But back to your question, what do stars mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible tells us that in Revelation, if you look in Revelation chapter 12, it talks about the dragon who was cast out of heaven. He drew one-third of the stars of heaven with him and cast them to the earth.
Yeah, that represents Lucifer when he was kicked out of heaven and he took one-third of the angels with him.
Right. And so the stars there represent angels, but fallen angels, right?
Yeah.
And then you find in Revelation chapter 1, it says Jesus has seven stars in his hand. And these seven stars are also angels. The Bible tells you these stars are angels or messengers to the churches. In the prophecies, stars typically represent angels. In Revelation 12, in the very beginning, it says there was a woman who had 12 stars above her head. These stars represented the leadership of the church. Now, let me just explain a secret that will help you understand this. In Bible time, they did not have a GPS. You know what a GPS is?
No.
I'm a pilot. I just flew today. When you want to travel, you use something called a global positioning unit. Most planes are using them now, and they're replacing almost all instruments. They use satellites to guide you. Back in Bible times, if you wanted to get guidance on a journey, especially at sea, you use the stars, because the stars were constant. You can read a story in Acts chapter 27 where for 14 days the stars were obscure and they didn't know where they were. So stars represent divine leadership in the Bible, and because that's what they use to guide them in the dark hours. I do not believe there's anything in the Bible that tells us we should look to the stars like astrology. Now, astronomy is okay. Astronomy is the legitimate science of studying the heavens, like, you know,
yeah, and astrology
space shuttle.
Is the zodiac and all that stuff.
Astrology is the nonsense that of, you know, are you an Aquarius or a Pisces or a Leo or whatever that stuff is. And it's just a bunch of gibberish. There's absolutely no spiritual or scientific validity to astrology at all. And I'm speaking from first-hand experience because my mother used to write astrological songs and her friends were astrologers that did charts and signs for people. And the biggest hoax in the world is that the people who are writing these things for the newspapers don't even believe it. It's a big, big hoax. It's a multi-million dollar business. And, I mean, people get their astrologies in fortune cookies at the Chinese restaurant. And so, you know, it's really nonsense. But some people take that very seriously. Some folks are very superstitious, and they believe that being born a certain time of the month means that their course is set for life. Stars typically in the Bible represent some kind of divine leadership. because they were used for guidance.